This is WHYY. I'm Robin Bloom with highlights from this week's Entertainment Guide. International Pop, the first traveling exhibition in the United States to present a comprehensive account of the development of pop art during the 1960s and 70s, has arrived at the Philadelphia Museum of Art. The groundbreaking survey features paintings, sculpture, printmaking, and film by 80 artists drawn from public and private collections from around the world through May 15th. A tribute to Joan Rivers pays homage to one of the most iconic comedians of the 20th century. Created and performed by 1812 Productions producing artistic director Jennifer Childs, the show features work from all facets of Rivers' career in a limited engagement this Monday and Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. at Plays and Players Theater on Delancey Street in Philadelphia. It's Guitarapalooza this week with fantastic guitars as the Brazil guitar duo joins the Delaware Symphony for three double guitar concertos by Brazilian and Cuban composers. Grammy Award-winning guitarist Warren Haynes comes to the Grand in Wilmington to play songs from his newest solo studio album. International Guitar Night returns to our region at two venues, Sellersville Theater and Calvary Church in Philadelphia. Also this week, guitar virtuoso Stanley Jordan and Anders Osborne plays Ardmore Music Hall. For these events and much more, visit the Entertainment Guide at newsworks.org/guide. I'm Robin Bloom.